This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you like. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So, good evening, Meg. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
All right, so I had some technical difficulties here at the beginning of the show. Of course, we are here to take your calls about anything. Last night, talked about the DEA.
Oh, yeah, always a wonderful group.
Yeah, well, thankfully we really haven't had much to say about them in recent times.
Yeah.
It's not to say they aren't out doing their evil work of stopping people from putting things in their bodies that they've chosen to.
Just killing people for the fun of it.
Right, and shutting down people's businesses, like out in California, yeah, with medical marijuana. So they're still busy doing their thing. And there's, I guess, a newer administrator of the DEA. And so we talked about what it was that she had to say about these drug cartels and weapons. There's this big scandal in the ATF where, I guess, the thousands of guns that the ATF was aware of being purchased. They knew that these guns were essentially being destined for the drug cartels, where mm-hmm. they would be used likely in violence and killings. And they could have stepped in and stopped it. That's what they're supposed to have done, but they didn't. And so they've been caught essentially red-handed doing this, and that's a big deal. And then at one point you've got the DEA, head of the DEA stepping in and saying something like, and I have the quote in front of me right now, but essentially saying that the fact that there are nearly 1,000 children
yeah.
that have died in the last 4 years
shows that it's working or
right.
something. It was just
a sign of success.
Oh, that was so, like, if these people think that that's success, what's ultimate success to them? Like, just the death of everybody in America, then there's no drug use, so
yeah,
that's
just
a winning way to look at it. But
it's just so crazy. And just to even have a position like that really reveals who this lady is.
Yeah, and the fact that I haven't heard more outrage at that comment is
yeah.
ludicrous to me. That just shows how far people have, drank the Kool-Aid into
right.
believing that drugs are so bad that people who use them deserve to be dead. And their children deserve to be dead.
So here's the latest on this Michelle Leonhardt. This story is from Jacob Sullum over at Reason.com and their blog. At her Senate confirmation hearing yesterday, okay, so she's brand new. Michelle Leonhardt,
off on a good note, I guess.
The acting DEA administrator said marijuana legalization would be disastrous socially, and even talking about it is irresponsible, since criticizing prohibition only encourages drug use.
Okay.
Right, so you, according to this woman, cannot even talk about legalizing or decriminalizing
yeah.
marijuana.
Yeah, and I get that approach a lot from people. Like, if you say you shouldn't be killing people over it or you shouldn't be putting people in cages over it, they instantly think you just want to give it to two-year-olds. it's like, I just want to ransack a bus and shoot all the kids up with heroin or something. It's not that,
yep.
Cut and dry.
So according to the story here, Leonhardt presumably was referring to recent increases in drug use measured by the federal government's National Survey on Drug Use and Health share of Americans. Does that mean that if the Americans' drug use is going up, does that mean they're winning?
They're
winning, right? If they're winning the drug war, clearly there must
yeah.
be more evidence out there than a pile of children's bodies.
Well, that just means more dead people in the end, I guess, for them, which is a sign of winning. I don't know.
If that's the only metric.
Confusing.
Yeah. So the share of Americans 12 and older reporting past use of illegal drugs, which overwhelmingly was marijuana, in the survey was 15.1% last year. That's barely more than the 14.9% rate found when the survey began in 2002, but is 0.9 percentage point more than the 2008 number, according to Leonhardt. I mean, we're talking about not a very huge jump here, but According to Leonhardt, all the talk about legalizing pot provoked by California's Proposition 19, which qualified for the ballot in March of 2010, was defeated a couple weeks ago. Somehow drove up marijuana use in 2009. Forget about whether that's plausible. It's not even logically possible. Even if it were true, so what? There's nothing inherently problematic about an increase in marijuana use. From an economic perspective, it indicates greater consumer satisfaction. And Leonhardt offered no evidence of externalities big enough to outweigh that benefit. Roggs notes that her claims of disaster from softer drug policies are belied by the experiences of countries that have adopted them. We've talked about how in Portugal.
Yeah, they did basically decriminalization of everything.
That's right. Small amounts. I don't recall what the limits are.
Yeah,
but
personal measured amounts. In European values. Yeah. So I couldn't even equate that.
The metric system.
Yeah.
But personal possession is completely legal in Portugal.
Well, I think for certain things, yeah, it's considered like it'd be the equivalent of a parking ticket or something. It's like administrative as opposed to criminal.
But it's a big change. They've made a huge change in the so-called war on drugs. And I think somebody was mentioning it, I don't know if it was on air or off the air, that it's been, I guess, that way in Portugal for a decade now.
Yeah. And yeah, there was a great study done, I believe it came out from Cato, and they actually showed that, like, usage rates went down, HIV and AIDS went dramatically down, which was very surprising and impressive. And like, there's hardly any drug tourism, which was the big scare. And, you know, it's just generally been better for the population. All crime, basically, connected to drugs has gone way, way down. And so it's been amazing for that country.
Declaring himself a big fan of the DEA, Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama dared Leonhardt to take a brave stand by agreeing that repealing drug prohibition, her agency's raison d'etre, would be a big mistake. I hope I pronounced that right. Yes, I've said that, Senator, she boldly replied. You're absolutely correct about the social costs from drug use, especially from marijuana. She also promised that she will continue to enforce the federal drug laws in states that allow the medicinal use of marijuana, despite President Obama's promise to call off the DEA's medical marijuana raids and his attorney general's official policy of restraint in this area, because she says, I have seen what marijuana use has done to young people.
Yeah, what does that mean? It means she saw her kid do it, and so she got him off scot-free, but doesn't want to, I don't know.
Yeah, I really would like to know what that means.
Yeah.
What marijuana use has done to young people? The idea that the marijuana smoke is the tool of Satan.
Yeah, it's like her, you know, the president that she probably worships has used it. He's admitted to using it, so.
Yeah, looks like it made one of them the president.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy, the idea that marijuana is inherently bad. I mean, we're talking about ideas that are literally, you know, 100 years old.
Yeah. Well, older than that by far.
It's just the same kind of hysterics surrounding marijuana.
Yeah, at least, well, back in the olden days, they were pretty more obvious about just bigotry and stuff like that as their reasons why.
Sure, and of course, back in the olden days, it was a little easier to be a bigot because you could use the excuse that you didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Like you'd heard wrong. How can this woman say she doesn't know any better? More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there for free. So enjoy those on us. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, by the way, is coming up soon over at porkfest.com. You can learn more. Go to porcfest.com and you'll understand what this is about. At least you get some sort of grasp of what it's all about. You can't really understand what Porkfest is like until you actually go. Oh, I'm sorry, Meg. We've got some technical difficulties here. Let's try that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, watching videos and looking at pictures, reading stories about it, it's nothing compared to the actual experience. So
yeah,
come out and experience it.
Porkfest is awesome, and it's totally worth the effort if you like the idea of being around hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. It's camping, but camping with a bunch of freedom freaks, basically. Just amazing folks that are willing to actually do something about achieving liberty in our lifetime, something more than just bitching and moaning about it. They're getting together here in New Hampshire. Or they're planning on it, because Porkfest attracts people that are already here, like us. We've made the move for the Free State Project. and it attracts people primarily who are considering moving to New Hampshire. This is a great opportunity for people that are elsewhere to come to New Hampshire to tour around the state, because there are different tours that are being done throughout the week during Pork Fest, and most importantly, get to know their future neighbors, people that they're going to build relationships with. If you're going to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, these are going to be your new friends and family, basically. And so the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a great chance to come up and experience what the community of liberty activists is really about. So go to porkfest.com to get registered. You can save 20% by using our discount code, which is Free Talk Live. Just run our show title together without any spaces and use that as your discount code. Again, porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. In fact, you just made, a promo for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well, there was a recent Stossel interview with a few people from Free State Project, and they just discussed the whole project. And so I went through and I put new titles on it with all sorts of, websites and whatnot for people to visit, and a few commercials in there. So those are out there. You guys can feel free to use those wherever, because, you know, I'm all about open source when it comes to that stuff.
I saw, I guess there was one that didn't have Stossel in it. I don't think it was just...
No, it's just a 30-second commercial, I stuck that one in there, too.
So you can actually see that 30-second one over at freekeen.com. I thought you did a great job.
Thank you. You
are available for video work.
Yeah, right? I'm starting to, if people want anything done for actual Pork Fest by that time, you're going to have to get it in fast, because I'm getting really overbooked at this point. But I'm getting as much done as I can, because it's a lot of fun and I love doing it.
So if you want to get in touch with Meg, you know, you need some graphic design work or video work, you can do that by going to libertyflare.com. That's her website, libertyflare.com. By the way, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, AM 1400 WZNG, The Zinger, is on board with us, and they started things up last night. Everything is looking good, so welcome aboard to everybody listening in Shelbyville, Tennessee, to WZNG. They're going to be on board for every single weeknight live every night, which is great. So, again, it's going to be a different show. You've probably already figured that out.
Yeah.
You know, Rush Limbaugh isn't going to open his program by talking about full-on drug legalization, even though he'd probably like it. You know, like he takes the pills.
He's a pill popper, but I'm sure he's anti anything that's not made by a doctor or something.
Oh, yes. He's very, very sorry, too, for what he's done. Right.
No, he's not.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. So we're talking about this DEA agent, Michelle Leonhardt. She is brand new. Well, apparently, according to the other article we read last night, she's actually a Bush appointee. So I think she was appointed to some other role in the government and has now been, I guess, advanced as the acting DEA administrator. So she's taken over here. And she has said that marijuana use has done things to young people. She's seen it. She's seen what marijuana use has done.
They grew third arms out of their front or something.
I'd really like to know exactly what that means. What is it that she is suggesting? Because if marijuana use does something to young people, then does it do it consistently?
Yeah.
Does it do it to all young people? Is it that if you are a young person or just a person, will marijuana use have a specific effect that she is thinking about?
You know, I think a good test for her is to have a row of people line up and have one of them be really, really stoned and see if she can pick them out. Because, hand on heart, I probably couldn't do it, because some people just naturally look kind of screwed up, and other people can really hold their pot. So,
absolutely,
it's hard to tell.
Well, yeah, put somebody who's really tipsy up there too.
Really drunk.
Really drunk, yeah.
And then ask which one's the most dangerous.
Any cop that is honest with you will tell you they know that marijuana isn't dangerous.
Yeah.
They know it.
It's just an easy way to make money.
Well, for the government, yeah, absolutely. I mean, for the drug dealers too. It's also an easy way to make money, which. Those are two big reasons why it's not being legalized and decriminalized, is because, well, the drug cartels would lose billions of dollars, and the government would lose billions of dollars. Of course, one would point out that they could legalize it and tax it, which would mean that they'd probably
make
rake in a lot more money.
Yeah, it's
than
like the number one cash crop in America.
But I can't I cannot support that.
Like, no, I can't either.
I could see myself reluctantly supporting it, like if it was the only thing that was on the table from a political point of view.
I can see it as a step one.
It's like, it's too many steps. That's the problem with legalization. When you legalize something, you're taking it out of the realm of prohibition, which is where it is now, and you're putting it in the realm of government control.
Yeah.
Whereas decriminalization just simply takes something out of the realm of prohibition. So decriminalization is one step. Decriminalization is like the step back to normalcy.
Yes.
And then to legalize is taking a step beyond normalcy to say, well, now that this has been controlled by various criminal gangs across the country, we now want the government criminal gang to control it. And so you're essentially taking and putting it into the criminal hands of the government, which, on one hand, it's going to be a more persuasive proposal for politicians who are constantly looking for funding for their government apparatus. But on the other hand, it is also empowering the state.
Yeah.
It's giving them more control over marijuana than they've ever had, which that's not very cool. And if you pay attention to what has happened in certain experiments with various degrees of legalization, you look at Canada, if I'm recalling correctly, and I don't know what the situation is there right now. So they may have fixed this somehow by opening it up more to the marketplace. But there was one point at which the medical marijuana thing was moving forward in Canada, and they actually came up with a state distribution of marijuana. So if you want to get your pot, you can just get it from the state. Free health care. Well, turns out the state's pot sucked. Like, they couldn't even grow good pot. And this is a weed, man.
Yeah.
Throw the seeds out there and it grows. They apparently grew like the
government
worst ditch
weed. Government can't do anything right,
can they? I tell you, it's true. They just grew the crappiest weed. And so I hope that things have gotten better in Canada since then. And anyway, you can take control of the airwaves here, 800-259-9231, especially if you support this DEA administrator, and you could tell us what it is that marijuana has done to young people.
Yeah, 800, spell it out for me.
259-9231.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That is if you can dial your phone after smoking that marijuana cigarette. Oh, drag. Sorry, Meg.
Yeah, you might just pick it up and throw it out the window or something like that because you're just too stupid on weed.
According to Michelle Leonhardt, just marijuana is the evil drug, and it's terrible, and it has ruined young people's lives. And I just love how drugs get the responsibility, that marijuana gets the blame. Yeah. We can come back here in a moment and talk about that. And Mark, by the way, in case you haven't noticed, isn't here tonight. He's off doing his fireman thing, which is why I keep turning his mic on instead of yours.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have to move you across the studio. Yeah, that'll help. So you can see, by the way, what's going on in here by going to cam.freetalklive.com, where you'll have access to not only our webcam, which is free, but also the chat room, which is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch and listen and chat. All free. Cam.freetalklive.com. It's brought to you by Memory Dealers. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. That's memorydealers.com. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com. Again, the number here, 800-259-9231. But I love how these drug warriors will give credit to the drug itself.
Yeah.
It is marijuana, the consciousness that is marijuana, the deciding this thing that takes over other people's minds and prevents them from choosing good things for their lives.
Yeah. Why not blame it on what it actually is? It's these people who are just doing something that they want to do to themselves who get, you know, arrested and they have to pay fines and they have to go to jail and they have to have these horrible, like, stipulations put on their life for the rest of their life. I mean, that's what ruins people's lives by using drugs. It isn't the drug itself. It's the government's intervention in that drug.
No, that's true. I think to a large extent what you say is true. That doesn't mean that there aren't people who have a problem.
Oh, there are.
And those people are going to go away. Like if the government's regulatory scheme or if tomorrow morning we woke up and prohibition was over, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, you know, big manufacturers or drug manufacturers or like, you know, just like aspirin manufacturing cocaine or whatever, no doubt there are still going to be people who have addictive problems and personal tragedies when it comes to the drugs out there. But they won't be magnified by the state.
Mm-hmm.
And those tragedies on their own are bad enough. You've got situations where kids aren't being taken care of by a crackhead set of parents, mm-hmm. meth heads, etc. You've got dangerous living situations that come about as a result of that. In some cases, abuse between couples yeah. and stealing and stuff like that. Of course, a lot of the stealing happens because of prohibition as yeah. well. But that's not to say that there won't be issues with addiction. Certainly there will be. But
also, those people won't be afraid to go for help. In many
Absolutely.
Cases, because like suddenly it's not as taboo. They won't be afraid to like search out help for their family or for themselves. You know,
it's true. There are
right
a lot of
now,
people who are afraid of going to jail
yeah,
to get
just,
help.
It's scary.
And it is scary for them, and especially if you're on drugs, which
yeah.
may make you a little more paranoid than normal. So even if you aren't going to go right to jail by going to the hospital for meth or cocaine
yeah.
or something like that, there's the possibility you might. And that possibility is enough to dissuade people from actually going in and seeking that help.
Plus, I think the more horrible ones like meth won't be as used as much under decrim because, I mean, that's basically a synthetic that's only made because it's so hard to get a hold of the other drugs. And I think
that one's speculative. It's probably
yeah.
true, though, because if you look at Portugal and you look at other mm-hmm. places where they have legalized or decriminalized drugs, the usage rates do go down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just across the board, even with marijuana, like
yeah.
even with the light stuff like that, usage rates go down because it no longer has the forbidden fruit aspect mm-hmm. to it. It's
well,
no
that,
longer as sexy.
And it's, like, I'm from Portland. We have a horrible, horrible meth problem in that city. And I've noticed, like, there's a lot of, just within the free market or black market or whatever you want to call it, you know, there's low quantities of those more higher and, you know, cocaine, crack, stuff like that in that area. So meth sort of made a big push because it's very rare that that area gets any of the others. So,
and it worked out, huh?
Yeah, it worked out well, and people sort of made camp there with it.
Toll-free number here tonight for you, 800-259-9231. So if you agree with Michelle Leonhart, I'd love to hear from you. What is it that marijuana has done to young people? I mean, besides mellowed some of them out, maybe stopped a few of them from going to war. The idea that it's even a gateway drug. The U.S. government's own study, the Institute of Medicine study, I believe it was 1999 or 2000, where they commissioned their own agency to do this study on whether or not marijuana was, in fact, a gateway drug. And oops.
Nope.
Well, their own study came back and said, nah. No, this is just not the case. If it's a gateway drug, it's a gateway drug because it's illegal.
Yeah.
If it's a gateway drug, it's because it's being sold on the street, typically in tandem, by drug dealers who also have other products, which they would like to ply young people with, perhaps.
Yeah.
And look, okay, yeah, marijuana, if you're psychologically addictive, then it may be addictive for you.
Oh,
but for
gosh,
most people,
yeah.
it's not addictive at all. But if you, you know, get somebody hooked on cocaine, maybe that's going to be a little more addictive for
yeah.
them.
Yeah, but saying marijuana is a gateway drug is like saying that glass of wine your parents gave you at your cousin's wedding is a gateway drug, you know?
Right, the glass of wine is the reason you became an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So, your thoughts are welcome. Let's go to John listening in Iowa. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Meg. John in Iowa?
So am I on here?
You are on. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I smoked marijuana for quite a few years, and I started out young, and it can make you quite creative, actually.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But I'm more concerned about right now is some of these alcohol drinks that are being put out on the market, these 12 and 13% alcohol drinks that you drink two cans and you're smashed on your butt.
And you're concerned about that, you're saying?
Get into. What's that?
Well, you say you're concerned about that? What do you mean?
Well, I've just seen how kids are using it.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
kids also use Everclear, which is like 180.
That?
No, I see where you're coming from. Clearly, alcohol is much more damaging to youth as far
yeah,
as from
the... And all these fruit drinks and all these, you know, with high, you know, alcohol content in them. What's that all about?
Well, from a physical perspective, alcohol is a much more serious drug.
Yeah.
It is a very, very hard drug. And people
they're
can...
making it kid flavored.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They might as well put it in lollipops or something.
Well, I mean, well, I understand where you're coming from with the kid flavored because, I mean, it does. A lot of it tastes like mangoes or Squeezits from when I was a kid. But my mother likes those as well. So
yeah, and people have been mixing alcohol, hard
yeah.
alcohol, and spirits with kid flavored things like juice for a long
yeah.
time. So I don't
yeah,
know if I'm as concerned 16, about that.
You know, we had 3% beer, you know, they get in trouble with. Now they have 12%.
Well,
depending on your state.
I like having the triple bags or whatever
yeah.
because I don't have to order as many. But yeah, I see where you're coming from. It's something to be concerned about. I think it's okay to be concerned for young
mm-hmm.
people and to show interest and in encouraging them to, you know, make responsible choices.
Yeah, never at any point during drug decriminalization advocation do I ever advocate people just straight giving drugs or alcohol to children.
Yeah, but look, look at these prescription drugs they're giving them.
Oh, yeah,
you
those
know,
are awful.
Prozac, Klonopin, you know, some anti-seizure drugs for other things, you know, I mean...
I think some
sense.
Of them have
yeah,
a place,
like
but they are
don't have anything to do with it.
There's no doubt the state is interested in having people doped up to some extent mm-hmm. because it makes them more pliable and docile. Thanks for the call tonight, John. Appreciate hearing from you. No doubt, there's nothing wrong with being concerned for the well-being
yeah.
of young people. Of course, he wasn't going to suggest, I don't think, that any of these things be banned.
No.
Because that's not going to solve the problem. Clearly, that didn't work the first time. It's not going to work now. More
yeah.
coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You will get access to Amazon through our affiliate links there. Amazon for the U.S., Canada, Germany, and the U.K. You click into the appropriate link for your country, and it'll take you to Amazon. You do your shopping like you normally would. It's the same great Amazon prices, huge selection, pre-super saver shipping on a lot of their brand-new items, even used items as well. So you get your shopping done as you normally would. There's got to be something you want to buy in life. I mean, there's always something new. So you order it through shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. It's just Amazon's going to make a certain amount of money on each sale, and whether you enter through our link or not, they're going to make that money. If you enter through our link, they're going to make more of it because – or excuse me, they're going to make less of it because they're going to send us a portion of the sale. So please.
And you make some of that money.
Exactly. Free Talk Live is going to benefit when you shop through shop.freetalklive.com. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're going to continue here. The DEA chief has spoken out against marijuana. She's ready to keep the crackdown coming because she's concerned. Marijuana and what it's done to young people, she says she's seen it. Well, what has it done to young people? I know that for me, my experience was that, and again, I don't think it was marijuana that has changed my life, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But I think that it was instrumental to some extent, at least the trying of marijuana and the discovering that it wasn't what they said it was specifically was kind of a turning point in my life, because it was really, I think it might have been the first time when I really came to the conclusion that, oh, I've been lied to.
Yeah. You know, you try and you're like, this is what everybody's all upset about?
Yeah.
Cartoons are funnier, and that's about it.
So let's go to you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231 and talk to Tony, listening in Missouri. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Meg.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Tony, what's on your mind tonight?
I got a couple things on my mind. One happens to be about marijuana, and I think the government doesn't want, you know, it's thirst to be smoking marijuana, because then it makes them think, you know, outside the box. And now you're not looking at just one light pole like on a road. You step to the side, now you see all the light poles on the road. And, you know, like you said, when I tried marijuana, it was like liberating in the sense that it wasn't as scary and as bad as everyone in, you know, in the school system made me believe it to be. And then I just noticed that, all right, well, if they're lying about this, you know, for whatever reason, who knows, I think it has to be with, like, the male ego, you know? A whole bunch of people in power want to put through bills to say, I did this, look what I did, look how I changed society. And I think that's messed up, but that's besides the point. I just think
that... Yeah, that's
that,
how I feel when people say they want to crack down on drugs or get tougher on drugs. I'm always like, ugh, you just want to, you know, make a name for yourself, so
exactly.
Just say what it is.
Exactly. Because they haven't, you know, how many people, how many politicians have tried to, quote-unquote, crack down on whatever it may be, from marijuana to harder narcotics, and, you know, succeeded, but yet what have they gained from it? You know, it's all nothing but, I think, their male egotistic mentality.
That's a great point. I mean, clearly the individual politician gains from being able to pander to the tough-on-crime crowd in order to get reelected. But the rest of us don't gain. The rest of us are suffering as a result of a variety of side effects of the violence, the coercion that the government uses to engage in the war on drugs. Some suffer directly because they're drug users and they get swept up in arrests and swept into the system and then, you know, thrown in a cage and had hundreds of dollars extracted from them. But even if we aren't drug users, we're still abused by the system because we're forced to pay for something we may not agree with. Also, crime is made much more rampant by the fact that drugs are prohibited because of the prices, the crazy prohibition prices that come out as a result of prohibition. That drives people to crime because they can't afford to buy their crack or their heroin on a McDonald's job, whereas in a free market, perhaps, of drugs, where all these things were legal or decriminalized, anybody could afford them. It would be like going in and buying a bottle of aspirin or something like that. Like, it costs nothing.
Which, right, going up to your local Walgreens and picking up some heroin.
You know, it sounds so crazy when people say that.
But there was a time in life when that happened.
There really was a time in life when not only that happened, but you could be 10 years old and go and do that if you wanted
to. Now you can't get Sudafed without some craziness.
Yeah, you have to be ID'd. They have that behind the counter now. They ID you and put you in a system and, you know, mark you down every time you buy that. So they can keep track to make sure, you know, you're obeying every single thing they say.
Because big criminal manufacturers of methamphetamine are totally just going out and buying Sudafed. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a professional meth manufacturer, you're doing other processes besides the grab the Sudafed process. That's like the crackhead way of,
exactly.
of making meth.
So, well, that's all I just wanted to comment
on. Tony,
tonight.
Thanks
you
for the
have
call.
A good night.
You too. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So he brings up this, I think, a good point about the politicians and what is their stake is in prohibition and the reasons for prohibition existing in the first place.
Yeah.
But I have to say I'm a little paranoid. Like, I have a conspiracy theory, Meg.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So I'm not like a conspiracy guy.
I can make fun of you now.
Please, you're certainly welcome to. But as somebody who has not just used cannabis, I've also used some other entheogens, which are... That's kind of like the new term for psychedelic or hallucinogen. Mm-hmm. It's a much more positive term. And somebody who has used a handful... You know, I'm not a psychonaut or anything like that. But I've had a little bit of experience with them. And it's a very spiritual experience for
that's
me.
What I've heard.
And I think for a lot of people it is. In fact, entheogen means, I think it's roughly translates to the God inside or something like that.
Spiritual something.
Yeah. And it's a real kind of, I think it can be an eye-opener for some people. And, like, for instance, the first time I did ecstasy, and I never looked at nature the same after that. Mm-hmm. I was much more interested in the beauty that surrounds us and much more appreciative of that. And, you know, could it be said that the drug did that to me? Okay. Yeah, maybe some of these drugs can do things to people that are, in my opinion, can be very positive.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I've been, well, just kind of studying some psychological stuff to try and figure out, you know, what's wrong with me personally, because everybody has their own little quirks and whatnot. But, like, I see things very... I'm very open to experience and very open to ideas. I'm a really creative person, but I'm also very eccentric and have a hard time fitting in. And I guess there's been studies done that these drugs sort of awaken those parts of the brain that the more creative and eccentric people already use.
Look at the history of musicians and artists and you know, people that are well-respected now that they're dead.
Yeah.
People that are well-respected used openly, was it acknowledged that they've used drugs? I mean, the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Jimi Hendrix.
Think of any great artist. They're probably...
Salvador Dali.
Yeah. Probably a drug user.
So, the rest of my conspiracy theory.
Okay.
So, you've got this kind of spiritual factor to some of these drugs. I'm not talking about meth and that stuff. Those are not entheogens.
Those just keep you awake.
Yeah, like stimulants.
A week.
And so some of these drugs, you've got a real experience that people have, and it can be life-changing.
Yeah.
And if you think about it from the interests of the state, that is very bad.
Yeah.
You don't want people coming to the conclusion that we're all human beings. You don't want people coming to the conclusion that everybody is inherently connected with one another. That if you kill somebody else, you're actually killing a small part of yourself.
Yeah.
You don't want people to come to these kind of spiritual conclusions if you are the state. Because the state has an interest in keeping people separate. The state has an interest in getting people to believe that one group should control another group, or that one group is better than another group. For instance, we're Americans. We're better, 10 times better than the rest of the world. This is a mentality that the state is very interested in propagating. It wants you to be afraid. It wants you to be afraid of other people. Mm-hmm. It wants you to hate and to fear. And if these drugs could wipe that away, like, you know, if everybody, ever seen the video of the British troops taking LSD?
Oh, yeah.
It's an incredible video. I mean, they go out and they climb trees instead of, like, going out and doing their military operations. They're feeding the birds and, like, trying to do all this nature stuff. I mean, war would be over in those cases. And the state loves war. The state, the health of the state is war. And if people could have their minds opened to some of the ideas that are possible, I think, or easily come to folks when they're on these entheogenic drugs, that could be a death blow to the state.
Well, if I can expand it just a little, maybe just experience at all. Like, if you have an experience from a drug that the state has deemed, you know, illegal, the fact that you had a good experience from something that they have banned automatically makes you question their legitimacy.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want, and if you want, you can share why you think drugs are illegal. It's open to speculation. There are probably different reasons come together for it. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kid should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.